Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. Time to get up and Adam here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. It is Saturday, April 25th, 9 a.m. I'm AWOD, and this is D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980, and in Richmond, got you covered 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM, here on another NFL Draft Day. Thursday, round one of the 2026 NFL Draft last night, rounds two and three, and the Commanders have made two selections. We'll talk about their impact on the upcoming season today on The Fan. What's still missing on this roster? And maybe who the team should target today, at least position-wise, in rounds four through seven. Phone lines are open. I'd like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. A lot of the focus will be the NFL draft. It's also incredible what LeBron James is doing in the NBA playoffs, throwing oops to his son. I'm a LeBron hater turned into a guy that has respect for what he's able to do, getting ready to sweep the Rockets. But this show today will be heavily focused on the National Football League and the NFL draft. We wanted to start with the Commanders' first round pick. With Washington on the clock at number seven, you know, I think you do need to start with what happened before that, right? Like, it was obvious Mendoza was going to go one. And I was watching with a bunch of friends for an NFC East draft party who had representatives from the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, and I was a Commanders fan in the building. And we all kind of looked at each other at pick number two and said, this is when the draft begins. This is when the chaos comes, because we didn't know if it was going to be Reese or Bailey. It ends up being Bailey. Reese falls all the way to five because Love and Tate go three and four. And at that point there, with three offensive players in the top seven, I knew we're going to get a defensive stud. And I was going to be okay with whoever it was. I wanted Sonny Styles. I love that we got my guy in Sonny Styles. Basically all off season long, I started to do research on him, focused in on Sonny Styles. Now, the last few weeks, I will say, it started to feel like a pipe dream with Mox having him go earlier, 3, 4, 5, just ahead of Washington selection at number 7. But we got him. We got our man. Dan Quinn got his new middle linebacker. And this team just needed a mass influx of talent and youth on the defensive side of the ball. And it just, it feels like everybody's been on the same page this offseason. The new coordinators, the head coach, and Adam Peters, what they've done this offseason, by my count, it's probably 7 new additions to the defensive side of the ball in free agency. And now, all right, you match that, right? And you keep building off of that by grabbing a new guy that will probably end up being a starter on the defensive side of the ball pretty soon in Sonny Styles. I mean, this team is going to go down swinging this year, and Dan Quinn can't complain anymore. He's a defensive-minded coach. If they have defensive struggles, it's going to be his fault. We all know that. This team is going to go down swinging, going down fast, aggressive, ball hawks. And if the defense still struggles, Dan Quinn will know it's his fault. I love this new linebacker core now of Jordan McGee, who a lot of the fans really liked, Leo Chenal, who's this athletic freak, and now Sonny Styles, athletic, fast, tackle machines, right? And the defense last year for Washington was the reason we lost so many games. Like, I will continue to fight with the fan base on this that was blaming Cliff Kingsbury or blaming the wide receiver core. That was a problem last year. I'm not telling you you're wrong, but the defense was the reason we lost games, the defense and the injuries. And so I hated this revisionist history from the fan base that felt like they were all they had to do this year was get better on offense and they'd be fine. No, we had to rebuild the entire defense and kind of reload on offense. And they have done that. But all of the last 2 weeks, there's just been the fan base crying that we don't have enough weapons at wide receiver and running back, and it has to be Tate, or it has to be Tyson, it has to be Love. I'm glad that two of those guys were taken already, and Adam Peters couldn't even consider them as options. We had to go defense at number 7. There was no doubt. It was a mandate. We had to go defense at number 7. We are going to go down swinging. And it's not going to be because the defense sucks again. That can't happen with Dan Quinn as the head coach. So it was the right move to go defense at 7, and I think we got the right guy. I would argue we got the best player available at 7, not just the best defensive player, the best player available at number 7. But last year, the defense, it gave up way too many yards. Yards per carry, yards per catch, yards per play. And the biggest reason they couldn't get off the field, in my mind, was those explosive plays that they would give up. And a lot of times it was on first and second downs. I mean, there were drives last year where it felt like the opposition didn't face a third down. It was first and 10, then it was second and 2, then it was first and 10, then it was second and 5. And they just walked down the field against us. Walked down the field against us. And so I really like that the front office has been transparent. I think they've been very honest this offseason. The plan has been to overhaul the defense. We are going to make dramatic changes to the defense. And they stuck with that. Priority is too weak of a word, was what Todd McShay said this past week. It's a mandate that they fix the defense. You had to pick defense, and we got the guy that I wanted most in Sonny Styles. He is a beast. He's the guy you're going to want on the field at every snap. He's a guy who's going to help you win. And you're going to hear people talk about this relative athletic score for the next 6 weeks because he got a 9.99 out of 10, the fourth highest mark since 1987. As soon as we saw that this guy was being compared to Fred Warner, I wanted him because that's a guy Adam Peters is familiar with and a guy that just disrupts everything an offense is trying to do in the middle of the field. Now, Fred Warner is one of the most athletic freaks and great tacklers that we've seen in the last 10 years, and if the 49ers had him healthy, they might have been playing in the big game. But you just look at what Sonny Styles has done throughout his career. His father started OSU, played 6 years in the NFL, won a Super Bowl. His son, Lorenzo Styles Jr., was at OSU. That's his brother. And so Sonny comes to OSU as a safety, transitions to linebacker where his father played, and just took off. Just took off. And, you know, who's probably the happiest person with this draft pick? I feel like it's got to be the defensive coordinator, Durante Jones, who gets an ultimate weapon that can really rush from anywhere. That's one of the most excited things. I think he's an underrated blitzer. And Washington was so good with those cross-dog blitzes. It felt like that was the only success we had with Luvu and Wagner together last year was when they would blitz together. So, I mean, my take on this pick at number 7 is this was the best defensive player available, there's no doubt in my mind, and I think you could argue was the best player available. at number seven. And I will even go a step further and say I think we dodged a bullet with the Kansas City Chiefs trading up to get Mansoor Delane. If you've been listening to the show the last month, I didn't want Mansoor Delane. I'm glad he was taken. I'm glad he was taken. Sonny Styles just fell right in our lap. And I think we truly got the best player available at number seven. I think that most GMs would tell you he was a top five pick, then fell to number seven because people fell in love with the offensive side of the ball. Carnell Tate. Jeremiah Love might have a terrific season, terrific career. I don't think Carnell Tate is going to be as impactful as Sonny Styles year one. I just don't. I was shocked to see him go all the way up to four there. But I understand every team has a different need. This matched and fit exactly what was a big need for the Washington Commanders. And we had a lot of weaknesses last year on the defensive side of the ball. And we struggled in the secondary, and we addressed that, adding Nick Cross and Amos. And we struggled with edge rushers, and Von Miller led us in sacks, playing 30% of the snaps. That was awful. But you bring in Adafe Owe and Clayson, and you try to address that pretty well. And you add Leo Chenal, an athletic piece there for the middle of the field. But I thought last year the biggest weakness on the defensive side of the ball was the individual matchup that other teams would hunt for of Bobby Wagner against our running back. And Bobby Wagner was a stud for Washington 2 years ago. There's no doubt about that. You had to try to bring him back. And last year he started to get exposed. And I don't think he's coming back anymore now that we drafted Sonny Styles. But Wagner, you know, such a Hall of Famer, has had this amazing career. And I hate to say anything bad about him, but I think that teams hunted for that matchup last year. Bobby Wagner against Bijan Robinson killed us. Bobby Wagner against Saquon Barkley. Bobby Wagner against Javonte Williams. The list goes on of running backs that killed us out of the backfield last year. Teams were hunting for Bobby Wagner one-on-one opportunities. When they found them, they targeted them. And I think it went under the radar a little bit because Wagner also made some good plays, and he's such a great person in the community and a great leader of this franchise and, like I said, a future Hall of Famer. And it was not a weakness on every play, but damn, when they got that matchup, I don't think we ever won it. Like I don't know a time in which I said, oh yeah, Wagner made a play and stopped the running back out of the backfield. Now I think we solved that because Sonny Styles eats running backs for breakfast. That's his biggest strength from what I've seen on film is running backs. He will destroy what your running back is trying to do. He'll meet them in the hole, meet them on the outside. You try to throw it to him in the flat, he's going to eat you up and spit you out. And you're not even going to get past the line of scrimmage. The highlights speak for themselves. At least the running backs he faced in college, he was faster, stronger, and more athletic than them. So I am super excited for Sonny Styles. I keep saying it's in his blood to be a great player in the NFL. I love how he said the goal was not to get drafted. This is just the beginning. It seems like every time he speaks, I get excited to hear about his defensive mind. I think it does fit what Washington is trying to build on the defensive side of the ball. And now that is your new Mike. That is your new middle of the field safety linebacker that can play everywhere in Sonny Styles. And I think, again, if the goal this offseason on defense, is to rebuild the whole thing, but with maybe a little bit of a focus in stopping the run, right? Nick Cross stops the run. Sonny Styles is going to stop the run. A few of the other pieces that we brought in should help stop the run. Emenyehu from the Kansas City Chiefs, right? So I think that if you're going to beat us this year, you're going to have to throw the ball deep down the field and test our safeties and test our corners, and that's fine because that might be a weakness, but at least I think this year with what we've done, we'll be able to get after quarterbacks quicker so they won't have as much time to throw the ball down the field. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. We're live and local till noon here on The Fan, all things Commanders draft here on another draft day on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, live and local till 12 noon today on The Fan. We got Metal Chris running the ones and twos. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Commanders fans, today's your chance to chime in on the offseason and the NFL draft. I told you about my thoughts on round one, pick seven, Sonny Styles, a 10 out of 10 pick. The guy that I absolutely wanted most. I know there's part of this fan base that started to have an obsession with Caleb Downs. There's part of this fan base that started to have an obsession with Jordan Tyson. And, of course, I was part of the fan base that loved Jeremiah Love. We didn't get him. He went number three. But in terms of the defensive players, like, yes, edge rusher is the most important. Reese and Bailey, right? But they never felt like that were going to be possible to fall all the way to seven to Washington. I didn't even see Reese falling five to the New York Giants. So I looked past those guys. And I was looking at the Ohio State guys, both Styles and Downs. And everything I see in Styles just seems like a star in the making. I'm super excited about that pick. I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. No, I mean, I'm not just praising Adam Peters for no reason. I truly believe we got a top five talent at number seven. And it was not just the best defensive player available. That was the best player available at seven. The best player available at seven. So then you fast forward to round three, pick 71. And throughout the third round, as we're watching this, I wanted wide receiver because I understand that Jaden Daniels doesn't have enough weapons right now. And I'm going to keep saying until September, I think we're getting Brandon Ayuk. But you could argue even with Brandon Ayuk, it's still not enough at wide receiver for Jaden Daniels. I think this team needs to add a cornerback. I think they need to add more to the defensive side of the ball, and I would be okay with a center or offensive line help later in today's NFL draft. But at round three, pick 71, the pick comes in for Clemson's wide receiver Antonio Williams, and I went nuts because preseason, he was viewed as one of the top talents in the ACC, and Clemson was predicted by all the journalists to compete for the ACC championship with Klubnik and Williams together. And I went to ACC kickoff, and I sit down with the top athletes in the ACC every year, quarterbacks, coaches, running backs, wide receivers, had some stars on my show. 2 years ago, it was Amarian Hampton. Now he's playing for the Chargers. Well, this past year, it was Antonio Williams. And I was blown away by this kid. I loved the vibe that he gave me and just felt like a kid that wants to compete and get better and better and better. And he talked about how cool it is that Clemson, that guys like DeAndre Hopkins and Hunter Renfrow and T. Higgins come back and teach the young guys and show them the way, the path to make it to the National Football League. And he didn't have the senior season he wanted. There's no doubt about that. He dealt with injuries. The team didn't have the season they wanted. The fan base, everyone was pissed off at Clemson this year. But this kid was maybe the best route runner in the draft. Maybe the best route runner in the draft. And will go down as a legend at Clemson from what he did in his time. Will go down as a legend at Clemson. This kid was breaking records at Clemson. Came back to break more records. Had options to go elsewhere, right? Because he had an amazing season in 2024. And he came back to try to break the touchdown records, try to break the catch streak record at Clemson. And Duke won the ACC last year, and they beat Clemson in a thriller, 46-45, in which Williams in that game had 10 catches for 142 yards. That was his best game of the season. Again, he was much better even in 2024 when he was fully healthy and they had more weapons around him on the outside and a better running back in Phil Maffa. But he could play on the outside. He made that very clear with everyone. He could play on the outside. He's probably best as a slot, but he can play on the outside. And I think this team has a bunch of guys that they're not sure if they're inside or outside guys. I think I like Luke best on the outside with his ability to go deep. I think Lane is probably an inside guy. I think Burks is obviously an outside guy, and De'Ami Brown's an outside guy, and now maybe we have our starting slot. Boom, lock it in. And Antonio Williams. I think he's going to kill it against man-to-man coverage because he is such a good route runner. He's such a good route runner. He's got great hands. He's got the speed. I've heard a lot of people throwing comparisons out there. Ladd McConkey. With how he's balled out in the National Football League. Similar guy at the college level with the ability to explode at the National Football League with better quarterback play and better and more targets per game. Simple as that. I think when you look at what we got in Antonio Williams, he is a better talent than Jalen Lane, and he is more of a finished product than Luke McCaffrey from what he's done at Clemson. Again, you can look back at what he did this past season, and it's not as impressive at all as what he did in 2024 when the team was terrific. And Adam Peters even talked about that. What stood out on tape was his game against Georgia, game one of 2024. He's played like 19 more college games since then, but Adam Peters was focused on that one. I really like this kid. I think this is a great pick here. Obviously, he's not 6'4". I think that's what a lot of people said. He's not the size that we wanted at wide receiver. I think, though, that we got a replacement for what Deebo Samuel ran this past year in the slot, in Antonio Williams. I think he's going to kill it against man-to-man coverage. I think you're going to see the route running skills at training camp immediately. It's going to stand out to everybody. And we're going to be looking at this kid as a guy that can do a lot of the things that these tricky receivers can do. Look at what JSN has done in the National Football League. Like, you put him in the backfield sometimes, you line him up next to the tight end sometimes, and he will just, run a route to get open, and then, boom, yards after catch like that. I think Antonio Williams is going to be able to line up in similar spots and just be able to run crisp routes and create separation. And I think that was our big issue with wide receiver was, like, as much as I like Luke McCaffrey, there was no separation there the last few years. We haven't created, even McLaurin isn't the best at separation. So I think Antonio Williams is going to come in and hopefully the separation will be what separates him in terms of his ability in the slot to get open. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. That's 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. At noon, you'll get Nick Ashew and Toby Altizer, but I am live and local until then, talking all things NFL draft with a focus on the Washington Commanders. I'm giving the first round pick a 10 out of 10, and I will go 8 out of 10 for round 3, pick number 71. I'll go 8 out of 10 for round 3, pick 71. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. If you're too busy to call in, you could tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. So I want to hear from Adam Peters a little bit later on the show today. Hear from his comments last night and the night before. Press conference after the draft pick of Antonio Williams and Sonny Styles. Styles has already come to the building, saw video of the Commanders and the front office greeting him as he walks in. Just walks in like such an athletic freak. I mean, he absolutely looks the part. Can't wait to see what he plays like throughout the entire season. I am falling in love watching highlights more and more and more with Sonny Styles. And then Antonio Williams at round three. Pick 71, given an 8 out of 10. I would have liked more size at the wide receiver position, but I think it's underrated, his route running ability. You know, he is a stud in the ACC from Clemson. 2 years in a row. Like, I think that means something there. I know people don't believe in the ACC as one of even a P4 anymore in terms of the best college football conferences, but I do think that Clemson's had a lot of success at wide receiver. And again, this is a guy that improved every year, and if he didn't deal with any injuries this year, probably would have been a 1,000-yard receiver. And in terms of what they've done this offseason, I think they have, like, I thought it was nearly impossible for Adam Peters to rebuild the entire defense, tear down to the studs and rebuild it. But I would count 8 new starters out of 11 on the defensive side of the ball, and you're going to bring back Luvu, who's a starter, Will Harris, who's a starter, Daron Payne, who's a starter, and then the new guys you bring in, those are the rest of the starters on the defensive side of the ball. And now we're going to add depth as well with the rest of the draft picks here. And it'll be interesting to see what they do with the rest of the picks. Will there be a running back? Will there be more corner help? Will there be offensive line help to make it easier for Jaden Daniels? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Here on 106.7 The Fan, let's hear from the fans of the Commanders on their draft picks. Let's go out to the phone lines. We've got Mark in Largo on line one. What's up, Mark?
What's up? What's up, Adam? How you doing, man? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. Look, I agree with you on Sonny Styles. I'm with you 100%. Sonny Styles, he knocked you out the ballpark. Adam Peters showed why I can't stand Adam Peters last night when he drafted Antonio Williams. And I hear you when you're saying he's a great route runner. That's fine, well, and good. This is what I see, Adam. Malachi Fields is in New York. Jacoby Lane is in Baltimore. Chris Brazil is in Carolina. We had all three of those guys on the board that we could have got, that we could have had. Malachi Fields is going to be a bitch for Trey Amos to guard coming this fall and for the rest of his career. Okay? Now, we can sit up here and dress up everything we want to dress up about this kid and his route run. And I'm with you 100%, and I have no problem with that. But at best, he's a number two. At best, he's a number two. He's not a number one, which, by the way, we're probably going to lose Derrick Carey at the end of this year. Unfortunately, we probably are, because he only has a one-year deal, and he's going to push to be a free agent to get away from Adam Peters. Not Jaden Daniels. If it was up to Jaden Daniels, he would stay here. But to get away from Adam Peters, okay? These two, the two slot picks that he's had the last 2 years have been abysmal. Luke, now, if you're going to use Luke McCaffrey to trade for, I mean, Brandon Ayuk, fine. But I still don't think Brandon Ayuk helps out. They would be better off, honestly. And you tell me how you feel about this. I would trade for George Pickens. First of all, Pickens is younger. Yes, you're going to have to give him a contract. He's 25. He's younger. He's more productive. You would get your number one receiver after Terry leaves. And then you could put Williams on the other side, and then you would have something, or you could put him in the slot, or Treylon Burks on the other side. But if you're going to make a trade for Brandon Ayuk, for Luke McCaffrey, which is what I've been hearing, which we all know, when Twitter goes crazy about what Adam Peters hasn't done, he does a panic move, and this is the only panic move I see him doing today, is trading for Brandon Ayuk. They'd be better off trading for George Pickens. I agree with you. He's a great route runner. I'm not knocking the kid and the player. He is. But you got two other slot receivers already.
So I get that, Mark. Here's the only thing I would say to disagree with you. I promise you, and I would put money on this, that Antonio Williams is a better pro than Malachi Fields. I covered them both. Fields started at UVA. Fields is not the talent that Antonio Williams is. He's a better specimen. He's bigger stronger.
Okay. Okay. That may be true. Malachi Fields is 6'5". He's going to be tough to deal with in the red zone.
He's going to be tough to deal with. So is Dontavian Wicks. Both of them out of Virginia.
Adam, everybody in our division has a better receiving core than we do. Okay? Now we can sit up and say we may have the best quarterback. We probably do. But we're not helping our quarterback when we're getting getting average talent around him. Now, I think Chidd can play. I love the tight end. I think Treylon Burks, if they have faith in him, I think he can do it too. But you can't sell me on you had a chance to get three guys who could have been number one receivers. Now, maybe you're right on Malachi Fields. Chris Brazil would have been a good fit. He definitely would have been a good fit.
Yeah. Mark, look, I hear your complaints, man. I just think you're killing the kid before he's even had an opportunity. Let's give him a chance.
Is he a number one receiver, Adam, or not?
We have a number one in Terry McLaurin. We have a number one in Terry McLaurin.
But he's not going to be here at the end of this year, Adam, and you know it. You know he's not going to be here at the end of this year.
Look, Mark, I'm not going to argue about the future of this team for next season at wide receiver because I want to focus on what we're going to do today, what we did yesterday, and what we're going to do this upcoming season. So if McLaurin's not part of the team next season, all right, we'll have another draft pick to try to replace him. The goal for this year is to get to the playoffs. I think this is a pick that helps with that, man.
Look, our receiving core, is it fair to say that our receiving core is at the bottom of the barrel in the division compared to everybody else?
I don't think it's fair to say that till we see how it works at training camp. We brought in talent. We brought back De'Ami Brown. We have Luke McCaffrey coming back from injury.
Well, Luke's got to go. Look, Adam, let's be open about this. Luke should have been cut last year. And the only reason why Luke is on this damn team is because of Adam Peterson's friends with his dad.
Dude, come on, Mark. Come on, Mark. Luke was absolutely developing. He was at a Pro Bowl level at the special teams level and was making plays on the outside.
I tell you what, Adam, I tell you what. Why don't you do a poll? Do a poll right now. Should Luke McCaffrey have been cut last year?
Luke McCaffrey getting cut.
Right
you know, Mark, right I'm going to cut you from this show with that terrible take. I appreciate you calling in. Let's talk next week. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Tony in D.C. Tony, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. You know what? I can understand where Mark is coming from. All we were saying, again, we already have two slot receivers. Another receiver of size wouldn't have hurt us because every time we got in red zone last year, we didn't have nobody to separate. Only thing we had was the go-to was Zach Ertz. We just needed a taller receiver so we could have a chance with the 50-50 ball.
Do you actually like that, though? Like, Tony, do you like that as an idea? Yeah, let's just get to the red zone and throw up a 50-50 ball. Let's go back to what Jay Gruden did for years and throw fly routes. I don't want to do that. Antonio Williams can run an actual route and get open on a slant route rather than just throwing the fade.
Hey, why? If he was all that great, why somebody else didn't get him before us? If he's all that. I'm just asking. If he's like that.
Who is the 6'4 receiver that you're talking about? Everybody's just naming a size out here. Oh, yeah, I'd love a 6'10 receiver. Oh, my goodness, he's 7'3 with his wingspan. Who are you talking about?
I'm not discrediting his talent and all that. But I thought the purpose for us to get a number two receiver was a receiver of size. That's all I'm saying. And we didn't get that. We got the same type of receiver that we got in Lane and McCaffrey.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Who won the Super Bowl? Who won the Super Bowl? And their best player, how tall is he? Jackson Smith and Jigba's 6 foot. Are Seahawks fans complaining that they didn't draft a 6'4 wide receiver?
But since Adam Peters has been in charge, I'm just saying we haven't never drafted or looked into a taller receiver of 6'5 or 6'4. I'm not discrediting, again, this guy's talent. We're just saying, still, why not kick the tires? Then has A.J. Brown kicked our ass all year, a taller receiver, a physical receiver. Hasn't all tall receivers have did some damage? All that we're trying to say is, hey, we have seen this time and time again, these tall physical receivers doing damage to us. Why we can't go out and get a type of receiver like that so we can do damage to other people? That's all we're saying.
No, I'm just saying, Tony, how long you been a fan of this team? We've had awful general managers. We actually have a good one, and it's like everybody's questioning every move he makes with a microscope. He's a good general manager. Why don't you trust him?
I trust him. I'm not discrediting. All we were saying, we was hoping that we would get a taller receiver. I'm going to sit back and wait and just, you know, let the process happen. If it happens good, I ain't got no problem. I will call you and say I was wrong. But If Jaden get hurt because of the simple fact we didn't have enough to handle the situation, I'm gonna fire this radio station up every time I get a chance.
I love it, Tony. I love it, Tony. Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in, man. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Look, I understand that size kills, all right? And you can just throw it up to them and hope that they can come down with it. I would rather have a wide receiver that is going to create separation, and Jaden Daniels could throw it to him on the run, and he catches it and runs past the defender that he's made a move to get past, and you're not just praying he comes down with it because he's some 6'4 guy. I feel like there's pipe dreams here. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You could tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. Or at 106.7 The Fan. G from the shop tweets me, AWOD, I vote that Mark is wrong because before he got hurt, Luke McCaffrey was making plays and earned his spot. I want to double down on that. Again, I thought Luke McCaffrey was absolutely developing. Like, it's revisionist history to say he wasn't. He was, I mean, he absolutely was making plays. People were talking about him at Pro Bowl for kick returner because he was getting past midfield. And then the Chargers game, he had that massive catch down the field. And I do think he can play on the outside, not just at slot. I'm a bigger McCaffrey fan than a lot of people, it sounds like. Tony tweets me, AWOD, not sure why everyone is so angry. Why don't we just wait and see what it looks like when the games start being played? I think everyone was angry about Terry. Now he's a fan favorite. Just relax and see what happens before having a stroke. I'm going to double down on that as well. I'm going to say this, Chris. If you call in and you start talking about Terry McLaurin not being on this team next year, we're going to hang up on you. Because the focus is this year to make the playoffs. Because you know what? Terry McLaurin might not be on this team next year. And Adam Peters might not be the GM. And Dan Quinn might not be the head coach. You don't know what's going to happen next. You can't talk about the future and try to predict it. We're not Nostradamus here. All right? The goal for this year is to make the playoffs. Two draft picks, I think, are both going to help us make the playoffs. And you can tell me, oh, we didn't draft the Terry replacement, all you want. I'm going to act like Terry's going to be part of this franchise this season and moving forward. Because I think if we have success this year, why wouldn't he come back? When we draft Antonio Williams, I gave an 8 out of 10, round 3, pick 71, left Clemson, ranked 4th all-time in receptions, 4th in touchdown catches, and he passed DeAndre Hopkins on the career list on his final regular season game for passes caught. That dude was a stud at Clemson. And there's a lot of reports that say, and this is what I was talking about, based off of what he did 2024, he was entering 25 as one of the top wide receivers. And he got hurt, and Clemson was a disaster, and he fell down a lot of draft boards. I think this dude's going to be a stud. He can get open anytime he wants. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Eric in Silver Spring. Eric, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, I like when you ask, who is this 6'3 wide receiver that y'all talking about? And the guy got quiet. Because everybody wants this 6'3 wide receiver that could go up there and get 50-50 balls. So who is he? Like, who is the guy out there? Because no one watches college football, so they don't know. They only watch highlights. But what I was going to say is, who was Adams Peters' 6'3 guy when he was a GM in San Francisco? Because Brandon Ayuk is 6 feet tall. So who was the 50-50 guy that we should have? Anthony Williams is a great pick. I love the pick. I totally forgot about him because he had got hurt, and he didn't play a lot. But everybody thought we was going to get Boston. Boston, no way he was going to get past us to the third round. He's 6'4", and a beast. So, hey, look, I think McLaurin's going to be with us, like you said, too, especially if you have a good season. And if we're talking, you know, if Jaden Daniels didn't come along, Terry McLaurin wouldn't have been a second-team All-Pro either. So,
yeah.
Hey, I love the pick. And, you know, it's crazy. No one is, everybody's going to be like, why did we get a Caleb Downs? Well, it's the reason we didn't get him. I mean, it's obvious we didn't need him or we didn't feel we needed him. And Dallas got him. Everybody's like, well, Dallas got the best player in the draft. No, Dallas, just because he went to Dallas, of course he's going to be considered the best player in the draft. I love Styles. First of all, he played safety, so that means he can cover. And when he gets, if he gets bigger, you have a 6'4" middle linebacker or edge rusher that's going to be man that has all the skills. I can't wait for – I don't usually wait for training camp, but I can't wait for training camp.
Man. Hey, I'm glad – Eric, I'm glad you picked up the phone and called in because it's easy to complain when you're upset. But you loved the picks and wanted to call in.
Oh, yeah. Man. I mean, it was either Styles I wanted or Tate. But, hey, look, we couldn't get them. We didn't we weren't bad enough to get those picks. You know what I'm saying? So we got what we got. No, who I really wanted was Jeremiah Love. And I didn't even know Algiers was there with the Cardinals already.
Right.
So they didn't even really need a running back. I didn't even know that till I saw it this morning that Algiers isn't even with the Falcons anymore.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how he keeps getting the short end of the stick because he had
a good
year with Atlanta. And then they go and draft Bijan Robinson. And now he gets with Arizona and they got Jeremiah Love. So I wanted Love personally because I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan. So I would have loved to got me a Love Commander's jersey. But hey, look, man, I love our pick. I don't like Ohio State players, but this one here I'll be rooting for.
Good call, Eric. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Jax. Yep, we got Jax and Landover on line two. Jax, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. Listen, man, forget all these haters, man. Let me tell you something, man. First of all, for us to even get, we only had six picks this year, only six, and we only drafted seven. And for all of these jokers that's over here talking about, they was trying to get the, you know, the top players. The guy that just mentioned, just got off the phone with, he said, you know, he's talking about Dallas. Dallas, if Dallas had the first pick, do you think they would have went for Caleb Downs? Heck no, they probably would have went for what they wanted. So I'm saying I like the pick that we got. I like the slot receiver. Maybe next year, if we're in a position where we can, you know, maybe go after the sixth Jeremiah, the receiver that's going to be out next year. I think he's 6'2", 6'3", something like that, if we want to go after that particular type of player. But Seattle didn't win with big receivers. Seattle won with quick and fast and slot receivers. That's how they won.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you saying that. It's like people forgot. It was just 2 months ago. JSN torched people with separation.
Yes.
That is how they won the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I agree with you. Thank you, AY. Hang in there, my friend.
My man, good call. Appreciate you chiming in. All right, let's squeeze one more call in here before we go to commercial break. We are live local till noon, so if you want to call in, we will eventually get to you. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to line four. Tori. Tori's in Orlando. Tori, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. What do you want to chime in about today?
So I just want to give a perspective that the guy that we drafted has tons better than our star, Terry McLaurin, right now. So adding him, even if Terry gets hurt, he's the kind of player that could literally fit right into that same slot. We still have some opportunities to add additional wide receiver depth for a larger receiver that is on the market, possibly Jennings, obviously still an option, whatever the case may be. But this kid can get open, which is the most important thing, especially for the type of quarterback that we have that builds the accuracy. He doesn't throw a lot of jump balls. He throws balls into windows that the receivers can catch, and that is so much more important than having a 6'3 doing 50-50 jump balls the entire game.
Absolutely. I'm with you there. And here's the other thing that people are forgetting is David Blau wants to run things that the Detroit Lions ran, right? He learned from Ben Johnson. The Detroit Lions have
Absolutely.
Been out of an Amon Ross St. Brown cook out of the slot for 3 years.
Absolutely.
Forget
think
that?
About think about switching Terry and Williams in and out of the position, in and out of the slot, and in motion. Having both of those guys being able to do and have similar skill sets makes our offense that much harder to read exactly what we're doing. This is all for the benefit of our offense, 100%.
Absolutely. Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. We're going to continue to field your calls about the number 7 pick and the number 71 pick in the 10 a.m. hour. We will then transition to what Washington should do for the rest of the NFL draft. I'll try to squeeze in some NBA playoff talk because I do think it's insane what LeBron is doing. I've turned in from a hater to just ultimate respect. The fact that he's about to bring out the broomsticks against the young Rockets here. But it's all things Commanders and NFL draft next on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.